This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Michael, we have a special guest.
Thank you. I'm glad we had a guest coming on so you could just agree with me. That was convenient. Our guest today is Christy App. She's a good friend, and she's a timely friend. She's the vice president for business development at J.W. Allen & Company. She's also the board chair for the World Trade Center of New Orleans. That's been revitalized under her leadership and the partnership with GNO Inc. And Christy is on as not a politician, not an economic developer, not even a radio host, but actually as a practitioner and user to discuss the importance of the new Louisiana International Terminal and the support for it from the trade industry.
Absolutely. Christy, welcome to the show. But Christy, before we start, I want to thank you. You guys are recognized a friend. I know he's a friend of Michael's as well, Greg Rusevich, with the 2024 Eugene J. Schreiber Award. Gene was actually my in-law's next-door neighbor for a long, long time. I know him well, quality man. And I just wanted to say that. And thank you so much for recognizing the impact that Greg Rusevich has had on our community.
Yeah, thank you. No, Greg is a tireless warrior for this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, Gene was an absolute titan, the founder of the first World Trade Center ever. And then, to be able to bestow that award upon Greg, who's an absolute, giant in the industry and is such a great friend and really tireless advocate, it's quite an honor for us to be able to give that to Greg.
Christy, you the other day wrote an op-ed piece about LIT, the Louisiana International Terminal, the importance to this region. I loved every part of it. I thought you were spot on. Why did you decide to speak up at this time?
I think for so long, Newell, it's everybody who's in this industry. The city was founded on trade and transportation. And I think we in the industry, it's very insular and we're in this bubble. And I think we just assume that everybody realizes the vital importance that trade and our ports and our roadways and railways have to the state. And we finally realized that they don't. And so, for myself as somebody who owns and operates a company that's been here since 1932, my immediate, passion for this is that, I can see through the work that I do throughout the United States that we're being left behind. And I'm a Louisiana business first and foremost, and I want my business to remain here and my trade, and my cargo and my customers' cargo to flow through Louisiana ports and not go east and west.
No, absolutely. Do you feel like sometimes you're just stating the obvious? I mean, it seems to me that, as you point out, historically, we've been so wedded to the port. We've grown accustomed to the successes that we've had, and it's almost as if we don't even really embrace or actually know that there are a lot of challenges and that the competition, more importantly, is intense.
I don't really know if it's stating the obvious. I think we in the industry assume that. But what I've quickly realized, and others as well, is that I think we take the business for granted. and also take the river for granted, and that we're just, this cargo will just naturally stay and be here forever. When the reality is if we don't grow and change, which sometimes to Louisiana's fault a bit, you know, change can be scary, and doing things differently and growth and changing how we've operated our port systems is a bit of an affront to what's an institution. But in order for us to remain competitive and for this state's economy to flourish like it can, we cannot be scared of change, especially on, you know, whether it's developing new terminals, developing, you know, port coordination, et cetera. So I don't really think it's stating the obvious anymore. I think it was more assumptions on the part of us in the industry that people were aware of its importance and significance to the economy.
And I guess people around the country are getting a lesson at the present time in the aftermath of the tragic events with the Francis Scott Key collision with the bridge there that's now out, and the vessel traffic's not able to navigate that port who knows how long. But right away people are recognizing, wow, this is going to hurt, and it's going to hurt bad.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, first of all, you know, just for all the people who are still missing and families, you know, waiting on word for survivors or recovery at this point, you know, my heart goes out to everyone there. My heart goes out to the crew and the captains and the pilots on the ship as well. But it is, I mean, it is, we're seeing the effects of it now, whether, you know, you have, you know, cargo being diverted to Charleston or up into Norfolk. But it is, you shut down a vital artery into especially the eastern seaboard right there, and there's definitely going to be the ripple effects.
And there are challenges, obviously, and that's one of the reasons that this whole idea of the LIT is important to us in order to keep up with the current technology. Ships are bigger, drafts are deeper, more and more cargo being moved via marine vessels. How critical do you think this juncture is for us in our region?
I think it's absolutely critical. I think, you know, and I've had many conversations with Michael about it as well. I think this is our fork in the road for us, for not just the port system, but for the state's economy as well. When you look, you know, when you look east to Mobile and what Alabama has done really over the last 15 years with having a statewide plan, some incredible strategy, you know, your federal, state, and local lawmakers all in lockstep, and a commitment to funding and infrastructure development, what they've been able to do over there with attracting, you know, the import cargo, advanced manufacturing, distribution centers, is absolutely amazing. And it's not something that we can't mimic here, which is what, you know, what I try to preach, and especially try to get around into my op-ed as well, is what we do at Louisiana International Terminal and that facility itself in St. Bernard Parish is going to have an economic impact on every parish in the state of Louisiana, whether it's the agriculture, the corn, you know, feed grown up north, the metals that come out of northwest Louisiana, unlocking I-20 and that sort of east-west corridor along the northern part of the state. It's 100% critical for us to grow beyond what we've traditionally been as far as cargo goes. You know, we have the heavy industry, we have the petrochemical, but even that, you know, it's in order for those companies to continue to invest down here and to continue to utilize our ports, we have to give them an option that's going to have better throughput and better roadways, infrastructure, and access to the highway system as well as the railways.
Christy, I was reading several articles about, obviously, what happened in the Port of Baltimore, and there were industry analysts that were saying that moving goods and stuff east-west is easier than north-south. Is that actually true?
Were they talking about from an intermodal portion across the country?
I don't know. It's just a general statement that, you know, it was easier to move goods from Baltimore to the Mideast, you know, the east portion of the Midwest, than it was to any other area of the country. And as I look at rail and waterways and all the different modes of transportation, it would seem to me that it would be contrary to that.
Well, I think that's where, again, people overlook the blessing that we have down here in the New Orleans Gateway. We have access to all six Class 1 railways. So our railway connection system, we have access to the railways that go north-south as well as east-west. When you're in the Port of Baltimore, you have access to, you know, Norfolk Southern, which is an east-west railway, and, you know, maybe CSX, those sort of connections, but they don't have all six. They're limited. For them to get out and then be able to go up north, they have to then switch with another railway. So it's, again, it's us here. For maybe the Port of Baltimore, it's easier to move east-west because of their limited Class 1 connections. But here in New Orleans and for Louisiana, we have six Class 1 railways here in this juncture. Yeah. So we have the ability to move freight northwest, north-south, east-west with ease.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us, Christy. We really appreciate you and your role as board chair for the World Trade Center and all that you do for the industry. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you all so much.
All right. That's Christy Yap, Vice President of Business Development, J.W. Allen & Company, and she is the board chair for the World Trade Center New Orleans. We'll be right back with Michael Hecht's final thoughts when we return. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.